Steel Game 2002, Season 7, Episode 2, The Undrinkables. Oh, Jack, what? You're not firing up the old furnace again, are you? Victor, not this again. Come on, the setting in here last night. It was like Dickens' London. It was like a peace super. But I'll enjoy the pipe of the telly. When you're enjoying the pipe, I cannot see the bloody telly. What's the watch? Or it's shite. Anyway, right? The thinking about chucking it. Anyway, about the tax they put on it. Well, what's this about? Smokers clogging up the NHS. There's no beds left. Good people cannot get one. Aye, good people, you know. Damn it, don't smoke. Can it go about bed? So, I'm bad people. Just saying, you know, because you smoke the pipe and you're a filthy addict. A wee, clean, living woman. When I say boo to a goose, cannot get a lie down. So because I smoke the pipe, that's me, Fred West now. I'm not saying you're a murderer, Jack. Good. I'm saying your name is a junkie. What? I'm your bastard junkie. I'm a junkie. How am I junkie? Junkie with what? Biscuits, wine gums, mint imperials? I'll tell you another thing. I paid us for a stack of those beds in that hospital. Amount of tax paid with me backy. It should be naming a ward after me. Well, family, oh, aye. Jack Jarvis for them that cannot stop puffing. Same poor bastard with his arm, saying, oh, can I get a bed? Well, catching, you know. I wish I didn't smoke a pipe. I wish I smoked cigarettes. How's that? Could I put one in your eye? That's how. That rings, hello? Bobby? Huh? Oh, dear. Thanks for ringing, thank you. Oh, look, it is. Man in Black. What's that Man Alien movie? It boot your balls into outer space. Tonight, prick, terrible day. Have a sweet sherry, Bobby. Of course, darling. 15 people at the funeral? I hope that never happens to me. You've got not homeless. Pete lives under a bridge. He was lucky. Had 15 there. Have a lager, please, Bobby. You don't need your money in it at the minute, Tam. There's a kitty, a quadruple whiskey, tomato crisp, swallow, and nuts. Dry roasted. Hearts toasted. Roasted. Thank you, miserable bastard. How much is it per head? The kiddie, buddy. £12. Thought it was a tenner. Sorry, boys. Prices are up. Not me. It's a brewery. Tam, kitty? Many humbles you currently. Pearl Pete. Makes you realise how lucky you are. Lucky? How lucky you can walk? Who asked the white one-legged man to be a pallbearer? Legs away, legs away, legs away, Jack. You two were laughing. No, we were not. We're not. Yes, you were. Your tears rolling down your face. That were tears of grief, right? Tears of grief. And the tears of pissing yourself. That's what it was. Because once you started, that set him off. Grief's contagious. It's a terrible thing, grief. As for you, you tosser, you bent double. I dropped my glasses. Aye, you did. Right, okay, tell me. Well then, the Pete. All the Pete. Maybe somebody should say something. Well, you did. So, no, substantial. From my heart, all right. On the roof, on for cuff. Nice coverage, Jack. We all know where we're here today. A tribute to a friend. Craigling man, through and through. Pete didn't have a worm. He was a man of no means. But two pennies to rub together. Soles hanging off his shoes. Not even a coat to keep him warm. But one thing he was said, he always had. Has always had a smile. You know, he's the poorest man we knew. Garishing cashes. Out, cool. Out, bit of words, Jack, bit of words. Geez, it's quiet in here today, Isla. Hey, boys, gentlemen. What can I do for you? Just a bottle of you, Navid. There you go. Oh, what? Bloody price up, bloody budget. This is it, Jack. Aye, this is it. In way enough. Long time of Navid, Jack, and I agreed. When we stopped, got too dear, we'd be chucking it. And that, my friend, is too dear. Oh, boys, that is the cheapest stuff. There's a gut rot, bottom of the barrel. I would charge more for a bottle of sweat. We're trying to get in or trying to get out. I've seen a dilemma. Jack Victor, what is it, Isla? Here, try this. What is that? Huge. Protein. Homemade water. Kadronga. Don't know. £3 a bottle, that is. Where the hell did you get that? Peggy Man got it off the bad boy. Bears all the time. Him the Tourette's. He got it off a woman who like looks like a fella. You know, her that changes the tires and skirt fit. But I think got it off of Peggy Wint Patterson, him and the Gratiot Band and Fuzz, trampoline park, that's when the trail goes cold. Take a nip, he mumbles incoherently. What? He mumbles incoherently. He says he doesn't like boot knit watches. As the kick of the balls. It would have been preferable a bottle of that in my house. First gulps and saw one. But after that it was a ride. You could clean your cooker with it. It comes up lovely to her. Are you ready for another? Now leave, boys, Bobby. You're a fat turkey. Pretty hard points to knock another body in here. This bloody is definitely it. I'm out. What do you mean you're out? That's for money and chicken here. Your new fellow Mark will be standing here. And even the gentleman? Tell him want to make a big deal of it. That's enough. People are now coming because the prices you've got bootleg garbage floating about. I have done. And they'll be disappearing. I could be in for a pint now and again. Oh, you finish up. You're not going the nail, are you? No. I'm going down the bridge. Now, don't be hasty, Joey. No, I'm not going to jump in it. I'm going down to tidy up the way Pete slept. That's a nice thing. Come with you. Are you two coming now? We'd like to go with you. We're heading to Tam's. Nice one, Kitty. Wonder because he's not getting out of. Good luck with that. You should have picked something simpler, the steel coronation necklace of the Queen while he's taking the dump. Should phone the concierge. Room service has been in. Stealing this? Aye, it's right, son. We're going to steal all this gear and we're going to take it to Sudbury's. No, it just says this belonged to my mate Pete. Oh, we know. He was an old pal too. Well, that's why we turned that on Mick. Methadone Mick. I'm Bobby, Bob and Bobby. One-legged Winston. Aye, Pete's talked a lot about you. This is for you, aye, ball girl's letter. Send it to Bobby, only Bobby, nobody but Bobby. And so I've not got Bobby all over it now. That must be for you, Bobby. If you're reading this, Bobby, I'm already dead. Now, come more drink for me. Bastard Hayne, if everything Mick is dead, just send it to you this letter, I'm not dead. Although he looks like a skinny, shiftless naysayer, he's nevertheless a good lad. He will now hand you my estate, which... You, Bobby, said Scooter. There must be worldly possessions. Shh. He is herein. No herein. Must not disclose until Friday 19th at 9 a.m. Venue shall be Clansman, PTO. Play turnover. PTO turnover, I know. By that Mick, you will now have to pour, expecting a bung. Give him hee-haw, for he only tried to cry crack. Or some such a bit. All right, all the best, Pete. It's cash time. Nothing more than cash. The thing is, Francis and me anniversary this week. All my money's gone to that. Shut up. £12. Got it. As what about this? Look, 50 copies of National Geographic magazine. Beautiful photographs here. Look, Palabelle. We are in. Into steel. No football boots. Not even into football. A football doll, his boots belong to Graduate Fistle. They're not even a pair, listen to you. You don't want a Michigan ball, a basic roller's bedstead, a King Kenny Rogers eight track, a Dicos model JF Gates, Lincoln Continental Monument, before he plugged with a grassy knoll. You want 12 quid, what about this? A complete convent of filthy, dirty pommel cars, fey, Santa Verse, a truly on monkey, especially the nine of clubs. Slapping 12 quid. What was that about? What about this? Jamie bastard. What are you supposed to do with this muck? Give old cookers a clean cooking. I think I made a mistake with them nudie cards, you know. And I had looked like a fright night carry on, didn't she? Was it you said your name was again Mark? And you say we never met? No, we haven't. Can I quite place you, but definitely sure I have spoke to you before. What pub you worked in before this one, the Guinness? Get a tough shot. But when I was off for quiz night, we met before. Well, if we have, I don't remember. I don't remember. It didn't happen. Oh, wait, prick, excuse me. What? Can I go to the toilet? Away with you, Fanny Bobby. I don't need a toilet. Where do you keep the scampi fries? Ah, the box above the free chest freezer, Mark. Chest freezer? Anything in chest freezer? Jack and Victor enter pub chatting. Hey, Bobby. Is that you done now? That means civilian. Ah, but you're still here, that's good. So nothing's ever really changed then. Well, right, for old time's sake. Right, hit us with both barrels. What, your partner? They'll take it off you. One only. Who is it? Look who it is. Waldorf and Slater. Good, very good, Bobby. Oh, Muppets. It must make you come at the flood. Good one, Victor. 2 pints, prick, hey. Don't talk to customers like that. Who is the walloper, hey? Well, that's Winston. Hello, lads. Beric, whose round is it? Oh, well, no coming. I'll be off your nuts, we're done. Right? What? The clowns went I. That big angry bear pulling your pint and looking excuse to glass you. Tom, no. Aye, it's hardly Craig's, is it? Pint, yes, please. What are you looking at? Excuse me, tumble roof. Royal, face me like a turkey. Oh, well. To me, to we, home, fashion, strumpet. Well, we're going to give it to me. Well, give it to me. That wine of Vogue, Skid Row, Tim Panelli, that's music track. Oh, when was that ours? Oh, hey, the clip bang boys with shitting himself. Imagine what he could do with your insides. What would make you them all shiny? What's that? Cardinal and Carl, Dyla, Jack, Victor, oh, I, Victor. How are you doing? I got my doors mixed up. I stuck my thingy into your thingy. I wish. Don't know what's happening. It's a queer thing. I don't never done that before. I know thinking. Aye, are you right, hen? Aye. All I know is that smell. It's hoochie. It may take one of the wee monkeys. If you got one going, chase yourself. Aye, come on. Cheese, that's awful good of you, Jack. Help me out. I don't know what happened. Come on, I'm like sudden. I need to get down to the optician to get my prescription changed. Be fine, you need some rest. Just need some rest, aye. Now look, you need anything? Any of all, give me a shout. Anything at all, I'll mind. Aye, you wouldn't mind coming in for 15 minutes, reading a few pages of mine? Take a break, no. Eric, who's that? What do you mean, who's that? It's Jack and Victor. Oh, hello, boys. What are you doing? What do I always do on Tuesday, Thursday? Go down to bookies. Ah, oh, Bobby, old Jack. Victor, didn't want to see you there. I'm glad we caught you. Can't you not just get back behind the bargain, aye? Pull your spurs back on and get rid of that big hairy balloon, I mean the clansman. No go, Zero. It's like the end of the war era, son. Now it's a sort of a new one. Era me, shoot myself. I sleep when I like. Go to boogies, couple halves in an afternoon. Columbo. Magic. I know being an old prick with this much fun I chucked it in years ago. Oh, well, you're not an old prick, you're a young prick. You need your back. Oh, done. Better done. Well, who needs it? Like when you got this. Wacky Walter, Bobby, James, Green's bookkeeper, turn poacher lads. I know the path of mom. For the first time in years, I've joined my journey. Sorry, missus. Tam, that's. What are you up to? Well, I was just, what are you up to? Just dropping off a bottle of lotion. Winston there. Where are you getting the stuff? Well, it's everywhere. Everyone's got it. Aye. But where did you get it? Eric gave it to me. Eric making? No, that's the thing. Nobody knows. Keep turning up. Don't touch yourself, obviously. Don't touch it. I'm an ugly man. Just, let's see, where are we? Read the headline. Booze tax. Still biting. Not the big one, the wee one. All right. Kenny Katona. Valley burned a midnight chip pan for her. That's right. That's me. Got a busy university right away, Nighthead. You know, knife, hole, fork, hole, that's us. Good night, lads. It's open, lads. When can I get yours? Now, it's not your eyesight. Actually, not the greatest. It started off a crossword. You don't make it out. I'm not on the table or anything, you know. No headaches, I'm sleeping great. Just racking my brain, trying to, for life to me to work out what it could be. Old age, I suppose, is that stuff. Ah, the Satan Seuss has been drinking. It's all over the state. Nobody can see properly. You're joking. That's unbelievable. It is terrible. Well, give me that to me. Isla, Eric Bobble, how are you? Everyone's affected. Well, not everybody. Hi. Well, is everything matter with Tam's eyesight, is there? Bastard. Both bastards. You're making it. Didn't touch it, you said. Never get high in your own supply. That's what they say, isn't it? What are you going to do? Smash the operation? Aye, brilliant. I'll get me jacket. No, not going anywhere. How no? Because you're blind as a bat. That's how. Me, blind as a bat? It's ridiculous. Never heard anything so absurd. I can see perfectly. See that pin over there? What? Well, that sofa? What pin? Where? You see that sofa over there, Winston? Yes, of course. Place a pin down there. Would you? Sit down. I'm going to see nothing. I went to slash about an hour ago. Where did I slash an hour ago? On my belt. Put the buckle of a pan. Pistol down the leg of my trousers. And I think to myself, stick your head out again. Get a right good look. How is it to be my head? My head's much bigger than your head. You see my head right away. No, my head's much bigger than that, your head. A gold hunt like ticket just to buy a hat. We're not talking girth, Jack. We're talking forehead height. I've got a massive forehead. I'm actually a sign of intelligence. But as a man, well, your head is smaller. Like a grapefruit. Grapefruit segment. Your balls. Get him spied on. We've got him banged to rights. He's a man. He's moving hooch. Are you sure? He's just like moving hooch. His own kitchen. What are we going to do here? People are losing eyesight because of this mutt. We need to do what they did in the 1920s. Probation, Elliot Nennis, and Dutchables. Came out of business, Travis. Concern, Gwendolyn Frenchner. Times two. Was that your dinner? What was? Stew or something? Beef? Gogolov? Francis Faber? What the bloody do you think you're doing? Are you looking, taking hooch? Have we smashed up your steel? The pressure cooker? For cooking a meal. It's our second anniversary. Happy anniversary. Years once a lot to bother, boys. A card could have covered it. Crockery falls and smashes right. 4-3, 2. Very good. Blank and a 4. Excellent. I don't not touch the gaga juice for 4 days. Good. Keep it that way. Okay. A pair of pizza crisps were here. Hammond. At 9 a.m. on the 19th. How did he get in here, Bobby? Oh, smashing. Can I get a set with him? Cut. Stand up. Get up. Hello. Thank you for coming. Please find a close safe. Thank you. Token respect, Bobby. Call his number. 0141-333-336. Phone number. Thanks, Billy. Well, turn it, Bobby. Aye, Winston. Do the honors. I can't get enough. Can't get money more sighted. Sighting. Right. Who's first? Winston, me. I'm walking past Craig. Sucks. So I hit this and for you. Best foot forward. 1 foot shoe. Right. What's next? Nabbit. £9. Well, exactly what he owed me. That was tick. Sassy. Tam. Me, Dad, would have a drink with me. Miserable bastard, either. You have one set of pinky panties with lying down a bit in the front. Panties, that's a strange gift. That's not a gift, there was a party, wasn't it? Outer. Pete's turning him, thanks, goodbye. What is it? Bobby. Pete, put me forward for the good stars, good citizens. They'll be tomorrow, but they all. Now they're giving to me. How are you? No offence, a walloper, getting a thing like that. But I used to open my up early for him. Do a fry and make him a cup of tea. I set him to, oh, I might even kill every Friday. Every morning, right. What are you saying? Can I have pizza fry up? Listen, what about that big hairy blotto bastard, Bobby? Is this the handsman? High pitched voice. No, that is the next door. In Nevis, I am I. And it's Nevis. Mina, as far as he's smart. Ida speaks. You do. I'm going to tell Bobby I'm having to hand my noses in. I'm having trouble with my eyesight. Anything in that bag for us, Winston? Aye, it's a note of pair of you. Dear Jack and Victor, or may I say the best of the Quickland. Two good friends have always looked after each other. But now on the pub, never closes the sky, I look after you. To give you my most treasure, enjoy the very best and see you on the other side. See you on the other side, not this shite you won't. See, no, I don't get it. Why nobody buying our hooch anymore?